This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part. I got something in my eye. Yeah, I know. It looks like I'm trying, anyway. Texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live and listen live, take the poll, there's so much you can do up there, but you can also, you know, sign up for our email blast. Comes out once a week. Not the end of the world. Not a big deal. You can can it anytime you want to. We let you know who's coming on, what they're going to be discussing. And then you can get our text messaging service. Let's just say you're not interested in any of the other stuff, but you want to know when we're coming on. So you can, you know, text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and it'll just let you know when the show's coming on. Not that hard. Not that, you know, not brain surgery, if you would. So, again, I am appreciating what you're doing. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. And let's try to drive traffic not only to the radio stations, to the show itself, but also to the website. All right. Before I get into the main part of what I want to talk about, I did not know that judges have unions. Who knew? But the Trump administration now is trying to break up the immigration judges union. That's right. Now, here's the challenge they have, or the challenge that they were up against. The judges get to decide how many cases they take and how long it takes to go through a case and all this other stuff. And being part of a union. But, you know, they really kind of make their own rules. They really kind of do their own, not laws, but, well, some of them do make their own laws. But they really kind of dictate their day, if you would. And there's a lot of management that do. There's a lot of decisions they make on their own. And the Trump administration is challenging whether they could even have a union. Now, the administration announced today that it's petitioning to decertify the National Association of Immigration Judges. Now, the move, if it's successful, could give the administration more control over where judges are sent and how many cases they're expected to handle. You know, there is thousands, tens of thousands of cases that they're trying to get through, and they can't. And they are trying to put judges on as fast as they can, and he needs to kick it up. God forbid, I don't believe he's going to use the Senate. I believe he's going to get the Senate back, and I believe he's going to get Congress back. And hopefully this time they'll do their job. I don't know if they will, but I'm hoping they do their job. The Department of Justice spokesman said the department is submitting a petition to the Federal Labor Relations Board to look at whether the NAIJ certification of representation should be revoked. It claims the judges meet all the statutory definitions of management officials. You know, they have a whole crew under them. The management official is defined as any individual employed by an agency in a position the duties and responsibilities of which require or authorize the individual to formulate, determine, or influence the policies of the agency. Those people cannot be part of a bargaining unit. Now, the role and importance of immigration judges is meeting the department's mission of determining or influencing its immigration policies. Now, these policies have evolved greatly over the past few years. So these guys are having to juggle all kinds of things in their day. You know, and again, they're so far behind. If we get more judges on, we can start moving through these cases a lot quicker. The union is a voluntary association, but is frequently vocal about the issues facing its members, often opposing some of the policies and demands placed on them. The U.S. is facing significant backlog of cases. You know, again, once you get a bargaining unit in there and something goes sideways, it's all over. Right? The NIJ President Ashley Tabador, said last month that the judge can typically have as many as 5,000 cases on their docket and criticized for real decisions by the DOJ. They want them to complete more than 700 cases a year. Now, I don't know about these cases. I've talked to some over the years. I have talked to some immigration judges or immigration attorneys on both sides of the aisle or issue. You know, some of these cases is very black and white, but they're afraid for politically correct reasons just to move them along. You know, it's like check, check, check. No, you don't qualify. A lot of times, busy people go to low-hanging fruit to get it done so they can move things along. It could happen here, but they won't let it. So even in the last few months, right, and last year, they said they've been facing quotas and deadlines on judges, something that you'd never do to a judge because you'd not place a judge's financial interest into the mix of his or her decision when it comes to these cases. And she said it's heading that direction. They're having to choose. They may end up having to. Now, see, this is always the union says, you know, we protect you. We'll save you. We'll make sure you keep your job. But these guys are being asked to kick it up. Kick it up in the high gear. They're falling behind. We're trying to put more judges on. What I thought was really cool the other day, though, is, again, the Obama administration and people around him really let them know down in South Central America that you get to the border, you get in, we'll get you in. Well, that's not happening. And they're getting frustrated. And they're going home. You know those concentration camps, the ones that you can't leave and you die in, according to AOC, where you get to drink your own toilet water? Yeah, guess what? Not true. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Stuff. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Look, buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy still pertains to today, even though I wrote it a few years ago. My very first chapter is absolutely not. Think about that. Think about what's going on today. You know, there are no boys, there are no girls, there's no right, there's no wrong. I mean, the earth is round, the earth is flat. No, it just gets a little crazy. Right? We have no laws. This proves over and over and over again that the left is lawless, you know. They're not interested in us enforcing laws. It was just somebody online a while back that was fighting with me over the fact that the people came here didn't break any laws or if they did, they'd been good citizens. Like, what do you mean they've been good citizens? They've been living under the fact that they know they're here illegally, they've broken the law. They've had all these years to do something to straighten it out in some way, shape, manner, or form. They did nothing. There's, in most cases, if they're working, they've stole somebody's identity. And that's not doing anything wrong. But they don't see that. That doesn't mean anything to them. What I wish would happen is when they come over here illegally, they would steal the identity of Democrats. Democrats should either beat their brains out and fight this stuff back. I've worked with people. I know what it costs to get your identity back, to straighten this stuff out. It's not easy. And it ain't right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Talking about the judges union, that the immigration judges union, which I've never heard of, I didn't know about. And the Trump administration is trying to get, I won't say they're trying to get rid of it, but they are. They're trying to disband it. And it isn't because they hate unions, because they're trying to get something done. If you got to negotiate every little thing, if something comes up in a contract every single time you need to get something done, that's a problem. The administration has called for a number of measures to combat immigration crisis. They're looking for more immigration judges, as well as fixes to the loopholes that limit how long family units can be held in detention. They want to hire 100 more judges almost immediately here. They'll need staff, right? They'll need attorneys. I mean, you think about what it takes to make this happen. The goal would be to have almost 650 immigration judges in place by 2020. Now, that's according to the budget request. I would find a way to get that money to them. You know, 650 judges with the thousands of cases they have, this stuff would move quickly. You know, and when you talk about money, I want you to think about something. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a big numbers guy. I could figure it out if I had enough time. But if you think about what it's costing us to detain, to house these people, don't you think it'd be a lot cheaper to get those judges in place to start moving these cases along, send them home, or send them into the system, one of the two? That'd be a novel idea, wouldn't it? All right, so I've been a proponent of this kind of stuff for a long time. And when I say this kind of stuff, the left for years, for decades now, you guys know this. I don't even have to go through the whole thing here, but for decades, the left has been chipping away at, beating on, tearing apart the family unit, foundational truths, foundational realities, right? And for what reason, some would say, why would you want to do that? There's nothing wrong with traditional / foundational beliefs, whether it comes to family or upbringing or whatever. And for years we've been hearing that, you know, women don't need men. Isn't that funny? I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, ladies, I got some news for you. You may not need us. We don't need you either. I don't know what gives you the idea that most men won't survive without you. I myself and many, 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 many other guys I know, I went years bringing up 4 kids up all by my onesies. Okay? And no, we weren't starving and their teeth weren't rotting out of their head. We went to the doctor on a regular basis. We went to the dentist on a regular basis. I made sure the kids had clothes. There was a normality in their lives, what normality I could give them. Unlike some men, I didn't bring home a new woman every other month to try to find them a mother. That was not the goal. The goal was to get them situated and give them a place that they, you know, of consistency. And there's many men out there like that. All right? The goal, the ultimate place, whether religious or not, it's really funny because this isn't even something we have to argue about. The ultimate environment for a child is a mom. Yeah, no, here they go. Here go the lefties. They're going to all pop. a mom and a dad in a loving home, and the balance there is perfect. And dads bring stuff to the table, bring things to the table that moms could never do. Sorry, ladies. You cannot teach a man how to be a man. It's like a man can't teach a woman how to be a woman, or a girl how to be a woman. However, as I've said a million times, you fathers, you dads of daughters, you are the first date they should have, if you would. You should be the one teaching them how they are to be treated by their boyfriends, for them to expect nothing less than to be treated like a woman or a lady, if you would. They're going to see that in how you treat their mom. They're going to see that in how you treat the people you're with. They're going to see that on how you treat them. So you should be making dates with your daughter. You should be, you should be taking her out to dinner. Teach her how to act. And believe me, your wife will not be jealous. Your wife will not be irritated. She'll love you even more. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, and you guys and you women that think you can have kids and you don't need a man in your life and you'll make it all happen, there's nothing but a pain in the butt. Look at what TV has depicted dads at over the last 40 years or 30 years or whatever. It's wrong. And it's detrimental to the family. I'll get to all of this in a minute. And so now, you know, when you talk about how many kids are born out of wedlock, how many families, you're not married, where's the commitment? I never understood that. You guys or you girls say you love the guy you're with, you love the person you're with, you're in a committed relationship, but you can't sign a piece of paper because you're a coward. I'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Bocino, your host, will be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today, I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. So, we were talking about, I'm talking about families. Not just God's plan for families, but even the secular world, right? Because we are so afraid today. The pressures that are put on people, so afraid to look at it. What was it, Mario Lopez? I mean, if I get his name wrong, just let me know. I apologize to Mario if I got it wrong. The man comes out, and he just says real simple. No child at 3 years old should be making life-changing decisions. Now, there are 300 and some odd million people in this country, and I would guarantee that if a little over 300 million of them would say, that sounds reasonable. But a few lunatics go off on him. And because he's in the Hollywood world, they have decided that, you know, I mean, he shouldn't have said that. He needs to apologize. He ended up having to apologize. And I think he shouldn't apologize. I think he should not have apologized. Should not have happened. No 3-year-old should be making life-altering decisions. You barely should let them make a decision as to what they want to eat or don't want to eat, when to take a bath, when to not take a bath. You know what I'm saying? And if some of you, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and get the show. And, you know, the common sense has just left us. Or it left some. I'll put it that way. And then you get doctors who won't come against these things because they'll lose grant money. And they're afraid that their peers will rip them apart. They're afraid of a very small percentage of people. I don't know how that happens. Grow a spine, stick up for what you believe is right, stop having these kids mutilated and damaged. This is a form of child abuse. For you to give your kids hormone blockers at 3, 4, 5, or 6, that is a form of child abuse. From a biological standpoint, from a chemical standpoint, your child is growing and forming even more cells, forming certain kind of bone structure, muscle structure, all of that. And for you to put it on pause until he or she decides what they want to be is ludicrous. So, you know, they've got to play with the basic foundation of anything that doesn't fit their narrative. And then try to make you feel like the idiot. And you are an idiot if you feel like an idiot for throwing basic science back in their face that they can't handle. In California, a 12-year-old female can decide to have an abortion without her parents' consent, and they don't even have to be told. Is that ludicrous? Is that craziness or what? You know, and they care so much. So, I know him well, but we're not, you know, good friends, so I don't want to say my good friend. But Larry Elder's, you know, because he's black, and he still gets beat up, he gets to go after certain issues, certain things that are going on in the black community. I take a different tact on this show. I don't care what color I am or you are. If we're both human beings, if our bodies work with one heart and blood pumping through our veins, then I have a right to talk about your issues as much as you do ours. And when somebody from the left nails me, I would say the same thing to them. You stop talking to me about white male issues if you're not a white male. So if you're a Hispanic female and you're going to talk to me about how I should be acting as a male and about my male white privilege, I'm just going to tell you to shut up. Because using your own logic and your own rules, you have no right to talk to me about white male privilege. You're not a white male. So just be quiet. So Larry was talking, but what I throw out on the show all the time, I think he listens to my show, you know, but he throws out what I talk about all the time, which is where is the help in these inner cities? You know, some of you, you don't know this, but for years, I went to a predominantly black church. And it's really funny. I'm kind of proud of this to a degree. But my youngest daughter, somebody once asked her, oh, you go to that black church down in wherever it was. And she said, well, it's only black on the inside. It's white around the, it's white on the top. And I was thinking, she's right. The inside of the church, the ceiling and the top of the walls were painted black. And then the church was white on the outside. It was painted white. So she didn't know the person was talking about color. Oh, the color of the people. And it was. It was predominantly black. And I thought it was great. And I got to tell you something. You know, I came from a Catholic background. So it was different for me going into a church like that because they, black folks know how to worship. They are not inhibited by anything. And the first couple of times I went, I was really uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Who dances in the aisles of a church? You don't do that. You sit in the pew and you shut up. But it was great. I learned so much there. I learned so much about worship. I learned so much about trust. But again, predominantly black church. And gotten some great conversations with a lot of them. Got made some great friendships with a lot of them. So when you talk about humanity and people having issues and problems, we all have the same issues and problems. Sometimes they're a little worse because the black community takes more of a brunt in certain areas. Same thing for the Hispanic. When I grew up as a kid, the Italian communities took a bit of a beat. Even the Irish kids didn't have it easy. So, when it comes to black violence, you've got all these Democrats running around. The ones running, oh, you know, they're talking about white supremacy. I haven't seen any of them in Chicago. Did they have any events in Chicago? Did they drag Jesse Jackson along with them? Are they really doing something to help fix the black community, or are they just talking about it, right? 80% of violence in Chicago is aimed at blacks by blacks. But even more, the percentages are even higher in Baltimore, St. Louis, and Miami. You don't hear about that. You're not going to hear about that. And I'm going to get flack about talking about it because I'm a white guy talking about it. 17,000 homicides in the U.S. every year, over half, just under 51% committed by blacks. Against blacks. See, I paused there because I knew a bunch of you loons on the left are going to go, oh, he's blaming the blacks for crime against white. No. No. All right? That number, there are so many blacks being killed in homicides. All right? and over the half of those that are killed are black-on-black violence. Sharpton, Jackson, Oblamo, where are you? What are you doing to stop this? What are you doing to make a dent in this? The number one preventable cause for death in young men is homicide. Yeah, that's right. Homicide kills more black men. Black-on-black violence kills more black men than anything else. The number one preventable cause for death in white men? A car accident. They'll take their driver's licenses away. Maybe they'll last better. 25% of black men have criminal records as opposed to 10% for white. Now, some of you are going to sit there and say, oh, see, that's because, you know, blacks are they're called out more. Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. It's not true. And maybe white guys are better at not getting caught. I don't know. I'm giving you factual numbers. It's not to prove a point. It's simply to give you information to step out on. Some more interesting information. The two most prominent leaders in the black community, my buddies Jackson and Sharpton, love those guys, they had no or very poor relationships with their fathers. Jesse's mom got pregnant by a married guy who lived next door. Now, again, these aren't to put these guys down, okay, just for the sake of putting them down. It's to give you information so you can see where they're coming from. Jackson got pregnant, his mom got by the married guy who lived next door. When she moved him out of the neighborhood to another neighborhood, the kids taunted him about not having a dad. Got to be tough. Sharpton had a middle-class lifestyle, so dad left him. And he ended up what they used to refer to as the ghetto. Now, my pastor, black pastor for years, 15 years, was at that church. Maybe longer, I can't remember. And it was very uncomfortable for me at times. And no, not because the black folk were around. I'll tell you, but you've got to come back. Joe McDaniel, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot of good numbers on the other side of the break. And you'll see why crime rates are so high in some of these inner cities. We'll be back in a minute.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. You know the drill. Texting and tweeting and being part, truly, honestly and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation always. Because seriously, I mean, again, the only way for you to get informed and engaged and know what's going on is to be part of the conversation. And I appreciate that a lot more than you know. So if you're just tuning in, I'm getting on the case of, you know, fathers, mothers, and people who don't stick up for traditional values. Now, what's really funny is that people say they don't listen to the show, the trollers. I'll get some emails about, you know, them believing that I think the traditional value means, you know, we put black people back in slavery, we send all Hispanics and Japanese back home. They think that's what I perceive as traditional values, which means they don't know me, they don't listen to the show, they have no clue what I'm talking about. So we're talking about why the black community gets, they just The left doesn't really care about them. Let's just be honest about it. They just don't care about them. And the two biggest leaders, if you would, and you have to pick up the last segment to see, the two biggest leaders, the most prominent leaders, Jackson and Sharpton, had their own set of issues. And as you heard Corey Duncan say a million times on the show, they have done nothing, really, truly, especially in the last three decades, for the black community. And again, everybody has their issues. Everybody has, you know, their problems. Every family works through things. But just for clarity again, I'm not making fun of Jesse Jackson. I'm not putting him down because his mom got pregnant out of wedlock. All right? I'm not making fun of Sharpton because his dad ran away from the family. Not at all. I was telling you about my own thing where, you know, I went to a church that was a large church that was predominantly black. And at times I would feel uncomfortable. Not because there were black people around me. Because the black pastor was a very black and white pastor. There was no gray areas. And he would get on people's cases on a regular... And one of the things coming up on Father's Day, one of the things that he constantly talked about was the lack of dads in black homes. All right? Now, again, I'm not saying all black homes or in black families. And these, you know, these are words out of his mouth, Larry Elder's mouth, and real numbers from the government. So it's not Joe just winging it here trying to put down the black community. Now, you hear over and over and over again stories about when you have no father in the home, the kids suffer as a whole, the girls suffer, the son. I mean, they just, I don't have time. I don't have enough time left to lay it all out for you. 70% of black kids are raised without fathers. My pastor used to talk about this. You ladies should try. You don't need that man. And you're trying to raise these boys without a dad in the house. Doesn't work. It's a disaster. It's a recipe for disaster. And the same thing with daughters. Daughters, do you know that in homes where there is no dad, or a girl grows up without her dad around, she is more likely to get pregnant at an early age than when girls who grow up at home with a loving and caring dad. Let's get that straight. I'm not talking about parents who ignore, neglect, and beat their kids. I'm talking about a loving home. Obama, your king, you trolls that are listening, your king, he said without a dad in the home, which is a problem in the black community, out of his mouth, is five times more likely to be poor. Nine times more likely to, the kids are more likely to drop out of school, and 20 times more likely for those kids to end up in jail. Again, Obama's stats backed up by the government, not Joe's stats. These things, along with mental health issues, we've removed God from the house. There are no real traditional values, no family values, no values by which a kid can step out on, or why we're in the shape we're in today. Liberal policies are going to keep this country, or keep parts of this country, in the dump. And that's backed up by thousands of studies, not just me saying it. Look at San Francisco. Look at what's going on in Chicago. Look at how they're living there now, what that place has turned into, how bad New York is. We go through the whole list. We do it every night. We go through the whole list. Now, the left has helped, too, and they have helped to perpetuate these issues. And, you know, and like a good gardener, they've watered them tremendously. In the 1940s, only 12% of black kids born out of wedlock. And I say only because when I get to the real numbers, you'll see. In 1955, right, 15 years later, do you know all the stuff that was going on in society back then? 25 of black kids were born out of wedlock. Today, we're over 70%. We've eroded the family. We've eroded the way that they don't need church, you don't need a man. And some of you pro-abortion people go, see that? That's why we need abortion. No, take it back to family values, 1940. Take it back to even 1955. It's okay to talk about God. It's okay to teach your kids about God. It's okay to teach your kids about abstinence and about family values. It's okay to do all of that. It's okay to encourage them to wait to have sex till they were married. Everything the left has said it's okay to do and pushed on, look at what's happened. Crime has increased. Abortions were increasing. You know, sexually transmitted disease is increasing. I mean, we go on a whole list of what liberal policies bring you. Elder went on a whole tirade about how black leaders, well, him and other black leaders believe this is because government has encouraged the welfare state. Stay on the couch, no need to work, no daddy, no problem. Uncle Sam will take care of you and your kids. Not an issue. You think I'm making this up? Here, do some of your own homework. You know, I love when some of the people on the left, they'll hop on my Facebook page, website, whatever, and they start just beating me up about stuff. It's like, you know what, go look it up yourself. I'm not doing the homework for you. In 1996, Bill Clinton signed the Welfare Reform Act, and people on welfare rolls dropped like flies, right? Welfare dropped by 51% almost overnight. Look it up. You can't blame it on a good economy because a good economy doesn't happen that quickly, number one. Many of those able-bodied people that were actually on welfare who found out they weren't going to be getting paid anymore, they got up, they got off the couch, they got off their butt, they went and got jobs. You know, during Obama year when unemployment was extended out to, what, 92 weeks or whatever it was, many people stayed on to the last week, and then they turned around and jumped on disability. And at the time, we did a whole boatload of shows around unemployment and what was happening. And in the different states and the different countries where they had unemployment out so many weeks, we showed you how people would stay on unemployment all the way through. Now, here's another one that'll tee off some of you. Two researchers from Pennsylvania were published in the National Academy of Science. They found that there's no bias, no racism involved when they did a study on officer-involved shootings through the whole year of 2015. Funny how all those, you know, the cop violence happened so much, so regularly under Obama. We almost started to expect it on a weekly basis, and all of a sudden it's gone away. I wonder how that happened. They found no pattern of racism, no pattern of white cop on black perpetrators, you know, that they set out. They couldn't find any to speak of. Did they find issues and problems and processes and procedures? Yes. Did they find, like Sheila Jackson Lee would say, that the cops got up in the morning, they dressed up, they got ready to go out in the streets and kill young black men? She said that. Look it up. She was wrong. These guys spent a couple of years going through this. No pattern of racism. No pattern of white cop hatred towards, you know, black kids. None. A Harvard economist who went to prove just the opposite of that found that police were more hesitant. They held back more when it came to dealing with black kids in the black community. Because the message is out there. Think about how bad this is. So the message is out there that the cops can't fight back or won't fight back, are more hesitant to push back on the black community. Gives you a license to move forward now, doesn't it? Is your license to be taunted? Look what was happening. Just the opposite of what Sheila Jackson Lee said was going on. Another Democrat congressperson that made it up as she went. This is a problem. The black kids feel more, not all now. Remember that. I'm not talking about all. But they were feeling more empowered, more on the edge, more justified to commit violence because all they heard is that the cops were out there to kill them. So by the time they saw one, they were petrified of what was going to happen. I wouldn't blame them. They call it the Ferguson effect now. The police pull back in certain areas. The crimes are committed at a higher level. It's not safe for anybody. And it doesn't work. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Remember, have a safe weekend. Stay out of Chicago. Once you're back here on Monday.